And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're live at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, California for the big final day of the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. And what a lineup we have for you today. Bob Cantor from Katmai Lodge is here. Of course, Bart Hall is here. Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim is here, and Wayne Cotto from CCA, and a lot more. Great live audience here. A lot of great prizes to give away this morning, too, including a Shimano reel, ends, a knife, and more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I would say my favorite show, but also least favorite time
to
do a show of the year would be right about now.
Is that because we lost an hour last
week? That's exactly
why. That would be it.
But certainly a fun one with all the stuff going on and all the craziness. And it's been a wild, wild Fred Hall show, man. Yeah. What a great day yesterday was.
Yeah, fantastic. It's really a great time. Bart Hall, last day of the 74th annual Fred Hall Show, and it's been a good one.
You know, it's we're lucky to be involved in the community of fishing and hunting here in Southern California. It's amazing after all the crap that you hear on the everywhere else. You see all those people walking around, you know, and no masks anywhere, and people are shaking hands.
Yep.
There's a couple of elbows, but, you know, every time they give me an elbow, I grab their hand and shake it. Like I said, we're the people that reach in the bait tank and then grab a sandwich.
Yeah, that is good.
It's very good.
But, yeah, there's so much going on at the show that you just can't see it all.
No, it really is amazing. I try to go out to see it all. I doubt that I will get to every booth before this is over. I have tried every day. My legs are killing me. My foot is killing me. But it's too big. But it's too big in a good sense. You get to choose what you want to do. The seminars this year, I think, were excellent. We really set some good ones. I went and saw Brandon Hayward yesterday doing his swordfish seminar. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But Down the Lagoon, everybody's loving that 360 kayak.
Yeah.
they start going. They go, wow, I can go in a circle.
And you can ride those for free.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're showing you how to do it. The casting, a lot of casting yesterday. My God, there were hundreds of people casting on the lagoon. The deep blue dive pool was busy. Of course, the trout pond is always packed. The dogs are better this year. They got some sort of club that's affiliated with them, and they have like world class jumping dogs. I couldn't get away. They were setting world records every jump. You know, it was fantastic. Wow. So anyway, yeah, you know, this, the deals, the people, the excitement, just all of us assembling in one place is amazing. Number one, and that's what gives me goose pimples, that we're all together in this. And when we get together as a group, we have a lot of power, and it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And you mentioned Jonathan at Deep Blue Dive Pool. That's out by the trout pond, the DFG, right behind there. You can actually put on, over your clothes, a dry suit and get in the pool and try scuba.
Yeah, and then you get out, dry your hair, and take the dry suit off and walk around the show.
And walk around the show. It's really a cool deal. Cool. So, and it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jonathan's an expert instructor. He's been a diver.
He's an FBI CSI diver.
Yeah, yeah. And a great guy. You can go experience scuba diving if you've never done it, where actually put the whole thing in, breathe underwater.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Ricky and I have done it. It's really fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, you can experience Alaska, too, with one of the finest lodges in Alaska. Bob from Katmai is here. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
You guys are offering a heck of a show special at Katmai.
Yeah, this year we're going to have we still have a few weeks open, but we're doing really well this year with our bookings.
Yeah, and one of the specials you have, you know, one of the things about Katmai is it's for some people, shall we say, it's not just about the fishing. Now, that's some people.
Yeah, crazy people is what you're referring to.
It's like the fishing, and then you have the incredible wildlife there, the bears, the moose, the river otters, everything that you see while you're out fishing is an attraction to world-class photographers and people from all over the world. So now you've set up something where if somebody doesn't want to fish, you actually have a package for those people too, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. What we're trying to do this year is every time in the booth, we've always someone's come up to me and says, "What could my wife do today?" You know, when we come up there, I'd love to go fishing, but you know, obviously, we always happy wife, happy life, as they always say. And they say, so we come up with a program where we have one of our guides was a really good photographer, and she's one of the female guides we have at the lodge, and we came up with a three night and a four night package with them. So what they can do is actually you can go out and do your fishing, and then your wife will still come along with you on the trip, and we'll offer a fly out for her with the photographer, and they'll go out and check out all the wildlife, and then one day they'll fly out, and then the next day they'll come in and go downriver, which downriver we have the villages from the natives down there. They have an old church village, and they'll go take pictures of the wildlife, bears. You guys been up there. You know what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
You never know when you turn a corner and, you know, there's a moose standing there.
What you're going to see, yeah. And right for the lodge, too. And, you know, the lodge is legendary. It was started several years ago and used to house 60-plus fishermen.
Yeah, we have actually 70 beds.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite a, you know, but we've obviously, we're not going that route. We'd rather have We cut it down to about 30 guests at a time, so there's plenty of room. Everybody gets their own bed, their own bathrooms.
Yeah. Which is really nice. Yeah, that's it's so comfortable, and the food is fantastic. And here you are in the middle of the Alaskan wilderness, the Alaskan tundra.
The part that's so hard to describe. Bob and I were talking about before the show started. Like, it is difficult to describe without being there how far off the grid you guys are. And then the level of comfort that's provided being that far away. I mean, it is everything you would expect anywhere to be. I mean, just everything from food to personnel to comfortable linens to everything, and you are in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Yeah. And people don't realize the logistics that it takes to make that happen. You know, for instance, like right now, Monday we're shipping, four lifts of lumber just to do dock maintenance this year. So that's what it takes.
Wow.
That far out in advance you have to plan on to get it there. Last year we planned on it a little later, and we realized that the winds came up in the bay and the barges that were supposed to come in didn't come in for over a week and a half. So now you've hired your staff. They've come up, carpenters, and now you're giving them a paintbrush to find something to do, because there's a barge stuck out in the bay. And then when that barge gets in, ours happens to be the second barge. So these are the things that you try to not have happen.
Right. Wild. And right now the river is probably frozen over. You couldn't get a barge up the river, but once ice breaks, then
minus 20 was it.
Come on. Oh, my God.
Wow.
You come from outside and you climb in your freezer to get warm.
Yeah.
Most freezers are about 5 degrees.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Great to have you here. We'll talk more about this wonderful place at my lodge. Mike Battistoni, you've been in the Dana Landing booth with the Flying Jimmy.
Yes, aloha. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, and Maui Jim, of course, state-of-the-art sunglasses that are just so far ahead of the game. What is it about Maui Jims that make them better?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think just when people look through them, the difference, the colors. It's a family-owned business still, which is very rare, especially in the sunglass business with what's going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's one sunglass company that dominates, like, 70 or 80% or something like that.
Yep, and the retailers, too. I mean, it's crazy. But we've, luckily enough, our owners kept it private, and I think it makes a difference and listens to their customers. I think the customer service, that's the number one thing we hear is customer service, how quick we turn the glass around. People send them in, we try to get them back 1 to 3 days. I mean, we don't promise that, but it's crazy. It's like one day and they come back, they think they're completely, new, but we'll replace parts for life of the glasses, certain parts, and it's still a minimum charge if you break a lens, things like that. And just staying up technology. Our owner is always looking for something better. We offer glass, which is still the preferred choice for saltwater, and people think we've gone away from that. But half of our styles are in glass lens, and then the other half are in the different qualities of plastic lenses.
The thing that blows me away is how you can almost not distinguish the weight difference between a glass lens and a polycarbonate lens with you guys. Like, when Maui Jim made the switch to that super thin, the newest glass, like, it became difficult in the shop to tell the pair. It used to be very easy when you were looking at Maui Jims to tell if they were glass or plastic. You basically pick them up, and, well, this is one, this is the other. And now the weight is virtually identical. Like, you can't tell that your glass lens is glass because they weigh so little.
You're exactly right. And people don't believe it. When I tell them it's glass, they're like, no, it's not. But, yeah, the new frame, it's frame and the glass. Glass is about 20% lighter. Like I said, our owner's always trying to come up with something better. And then so we've gotten out of the polycarbonate business. We just think that's an inferior product. It was a price point, but we just didn't like offering it. It didn't hold up, and so we've abandoned that completely, which is, I think, unheard of. And then we wanted to come up with something even lighter in plastic, so we have a new line of feather light, sport glasses. It weighs like the weight of 2 pieces of paper.
Wow.
Crazy. And it's a great price point, so it's really cool. Good.
And you can go over the Maui Jim booth at Dana Landing here at the show and try them on, feel them, and be amazed by them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The difference between glass and the other is what? The clarity of the vision? Or?
Yeah, glass still, we feel, and I think in the optics market, is still optically the best and holds up the longest. What you might give up a little bit is the weight, but in this, like you said, Rick, it's not as much as anymore. But there are some good plastics out there. We've got three different plastics, and there is a plastic that we have called Maui Brilliant that's as close to glass as anybody's come out with. It is optically very clear and does hold up. But you know, if you're in salt water and you got salt on them and you go to clean them, you don't maybe put a little fresh water on them. It over time it could scratch or it could wear off quicker than glass. Glass definitely holds up longer.
We always say, which I'm sure Mikey would just cringe to hear you say that, because I'm sure everybody, they all, you know, anybody from a sunglass company is going to recommend you clean them with a microfiber towel. But the reality is, we're fishermen, and you're going to get a spray from your cast, and a glass lens, you can pull off your face and lick your finger and wipe the glass and clean it with your T-shirt, like all of us are going to do, and the glass isn't going to scratch. Yeah. At least my mouth, I mean, that's what I wear, and I can assure you, I wipe them off 100 times a day fishing because they get sprayed and whatever else, and they just, they're fine. I mean, they just don't scratch. I'm sure there's something you could do to make it happen, but, you know, a glass lens is so superior for, you know, realistic use when you're not carrying around your cleaning towel with you everywhere you go, and that's the thing. There's just no problem. Wipe them with a T-shirt, they seem to be just fine.
Yeah. You know, I have prescription my gyms, and I have several different kinds of sunglasses because people want me to wear their sunglasses, and I do. However, I putt better with my
eyes. Okay.
There is no doubt about it. And I've tried it again and again and again. All the prescriptions are exactly the same. I putt better with that lens he recommended. It's fantastic.
So what you're saying is, if you want to improve your golf game, wear Mary Jem sunglasses.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you want to wipe them off, you buy an AFCO shirt, because on the right chair you've got your little thing.
Yeah to wipe them off. Yeah. Well, great to have you, Mike, and we'll talk more about Maui Jem and Wayne. A lot going on with CCA here at the show, right?
Absolutely. What a great show, though. I mean, we couldn't be more happy with everybody that's coming by. You cannot walk down any aisle and not see our red bags and the little red stickers that say, I'm a member of CCA.
Yeah.
It's been a great show. The promotion is working. The people
are happy. Giving away a lot of stuff.
The hourly drawing, I mean, everybody who signs up at the door and gets part of our promotion is wearing one of those red stickers, has a unique number on it. We do a random draw. Your number's on the board, and you come by, and you get to pick whatever's on that board. First come, first serve.
That's great.
Wow. That's a great deal. So what are some of the accomplishments of CCA?
Wow. We've been around for, almost 5 years now, and
CCA California, because CCA itself, the national organization, has been around for a long time.
Over 43 years, 44 years. For California, though, I mean, we started off, we kept bluefin alive. We worked with the guys on the, SAC and everybody else, and helping with live bait, the lead band initiatives that have come up and gone away for, three times. We've worked on making sure that we don't close those national monuments like Cortez and Tanner Bank through the Antiquities Act. We're constantly working up and down the coast, making sure that we keep fishing open wherever we can. We're always working on fishing regulation. I mean, the newest one right now we're working on is to try to open Calcod now that it's been rebuilt. We're working on trying to get the depth restriction expanded. You know, maybe we can get rid of the rockfish time restriction that we have right now. All those things are on the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, up north, you're working on salmon all the time, and then you come down the coast, we have red abalone as an issue. We have Dungeness crab. We come down in for lobster. We're always going inshore, offshore. You know, the bass length are in there. SAC did a really good job taking care of the fillet length on the boat for the sheep's head. But, you know, we all work together. We got rid of the drift gill net finally through state legislation. We're working on it, and probably we'll get it on the federal legislation this year as a sister bill to mirror what we have in the state. And we just keep going. It never ends.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing that one of our listeners here that's here, Joe, pointed out this morning and was pretty evident from yesterday's show is that you seem to have a better working relationship with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I really firmly believe that if you don't work together, you won't get anything accomplished. You can't keep butting heads. And we have to all work together for the right reason. If we can convince everybody that the truthful science is the way to go, that we can find common ground, that we're not the enemy. We started conservation. Hunting and fishermen started conservation. We started the Fish and Game Commission and the Department of Fish and Wildlife because we believe in the resources, because we want to make sure that we have a future. That's why we are so upset when it got taken over, and they're trying to turn the ocean into an aquarium.
Yeah, indeed.
It's like, come on, we're all supposed to be able to use it for the right reason, responsibly.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we stick with that point, then we all should be able to get along.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here. Last day, Fred Hall 2020.
Oh, man, totally. And a great panel of people to do it with and lots of great fun information. We want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hook Up this morning, the best thing to do is just come on down. It's very easy to find. We're at the Hyatt Regency here, right here in Long Beach, and we're in a beautiful location downstairs. As you enter the hotel in the lobby, just head straight to the big glass window wall and head down the escalators, and you'll find us. And step up to the mic, ask a question. Phone. If you'd like to ask a question this morning, just see Gary or any of the Let's Talk Hookup crew. Bob's out here this morning with the cards, and let us know that you'd like to ask a question, and we'd love to have you come up, and you will be handsomely rewarded with a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This one is the very popular Offshore. It's a great pair of glasses. This is a unique frame too. It's the blue and black stripe frame. Really good looking. It also has that brand new blue Hawaii lens and, of course, that super thin glass that Mike was talking about there. So a great pair of Maui Jims. That's going to one lucky person that stands up to the microphone to ask a question this morning. And we haven't forgot about you on the phones. Give us a call if you'd like to join us. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. And everybody that has made it in this morning nice and early is going to be handsomely rewarded, because we are giving away lots of fun raffles during all the breaks. As soon as you come down, you get a raffle ticket absolutely free of charge. And you know,
we're giving away, yeah,
I mean, a lot of really good
stuff.
Yeah,
we're giving away an Anta Filet knife. We're giving away a Shimano Torium 20 reel, a lot of Shimano flatfall jigs, Colt Sniper jigs.
Afco gear, lures, sun masks. It's really, really cool stuff. You know, hundreds of dollars worth of prizes to get raffled out just for coming down and hanging out with us. It's a really fun time, and we want to see you. So come on down. You got plenty of time to make it here live at the Hyatt in Long Beach, having a great time. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Corrado and SLX DC reels. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used Shimano products for years and knows your needs. Come visit our most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at the beautiful Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, having a great time talking fishing, talking Fred Hall Show, man.
Yeah, indeed. And John Ireland from Rancho Leonero, who you just heard talking on the show there. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Early morning this morning.
Yeah, great show, though, right?
Yeah, great show. You know,
yeah.
We took the most reservations we've ever taken in a day yesterday.
So. Yeah.
Which is
no
kind
kidding.
Of a surprise considering everything going on. So
well.
Real, real pleased. The attendance's been great, so.
Yeah.
Fishermen don't pay attention. They go fishing.
That's
they
right.
They go fishing and head for Rancho Leonero. And what are they going to catch? Things are biting,
you know, yeah. It's real, real interesting. Of course, it's windy all winter, but the water temperatures stay normally 70 or better. And the fish are there. They hold. The only thing that gets in the way is the wind. It gets windy. But this year in particular, a lot of Dorado around through the winter and yellowfin as well, quite a few yellowfin. They've actually been catching them from the beach. Off of the lighthouse, a real drop-off. It drops from about 10 meters off the beach. It just drops about 150 feet. And the fish come in there. They've been catching yellowtail. They're hitting nothing but silver, crocodiles. And the guys are using 20-pound test and casting, and they're picking up nice Sierra, you know, 5 to 8 pounds, Dorado in the 5 to 15 pound range, but they're catching yellowfin. The biggest one I saw is about 30 pounds, but off the beach, which is kind of unheard of. It really
crazy.
Is.
I just can't
really
imagine. I can't imagine having your feet on sand and catching a tuna. I just think that is the coolest. I want to go down there and do that so bad.
Well, we're showing everybody the pictures and everything, but it's not a common thing. I mean, people are going to come down and expect to catch a yellowfin off the beach. It doesn't happen much, but the last 3 or 4 winters, the guys have been catching it. I was down there And the first day, there were 2 or 3 guys. And the next day, we took the boat out and went around in front, and there must have been 60 guys tossed. Everybody's all over it. That's a real good yellowtail bite, too. Big, big yellowtail. Real early morning bite. We've got live Spanish Max available. And the guys have been catching, average, I'd say the fish is 30, 35 pounds, and a few in the 50-pound range. And before first light, the guys went out, and it's mostly locals. We just opened up, and the guys caught 7, and the smallest one was probably about 25, and biggest was about 55. And they caught them, 40 minutes before first light. So fishing's been pretty good. A lot of striped marlin around. Nobody's going after them this time of year. They're around, and a lot of activity. Like you say, the water temp's a little bit warmer this year than it has been. It's ranging between 69 and 72 degrees right in front. So that bodes well, especially the Dorado. Gosh, there's a lot of Dorado around. That's good news because, they've been pretty spare
the
last few years. So
and the ranch is open, and the airfares out of CBX in Tijuana, like $70 round trip. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, there was.
No.
That ended.
Really?
That ended yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But $35 each way. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
But you can consistently get airfare out of Tijuana for $200 round trip or less.
Wow.
And if you go Alaska or Southwest, it's $500-$600,
So you're saving. Well, maybe not now.
Well,
don't know.
Yeah, for real.
Airfares may have come down.
No, they've dropped too. Everybody's dropped.
Well, one of the things that people may not understand is there's $125 in tax if you fly from the U.S.
Right, it's domestic.
It's domestic, and if you fly from Tijuana, it's a domestic, and you don't have to pay that tax.
Exactly, and you don't have the hassle with customs and immigration that you do well when you go international.
Yeah.
And it's easy. That CBX has really made it really, really easy. That's the only way I go back and forth anymore. I don't fly to Lindbergh San Diego Airport. I taxi down to Uber down to the border and walk right across, and it's easy. It's cake, and I'm saving bunches of money.
Yeah,
really,
cool.
You save a lot of money. Even if you're living up here in L.A. and say there's 4 people, you're saving $200 or $300 per person. I mean, it's a $1,000
ride to go down there. The CBX parking on the U.S. side is $10 a day. And it's secure. It's on the U.S. side. It's a good parking. Your car's safe. And it's really worth doing, even if you live in Los Angeles. Big yeah. savings, for sure.
Well, if somebody wants a great tropical vacation, catch some fish, how do we do it, John?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. I'll be starting to post fish reports again and photos. We're just getting going.
And you'll be in the booth today and come on by and say hi and say
been
hi to Pam
show.
And Phil. And
been a good show. Look yeah. forward to saying hi
and
to
book
everybody.
A trip. You'll book a trip right there in the booth, too.
Yeah, we did great books. Like I say, yesterday was our best booking day ever at the hall shows, and we've been doing them 30 years.
Awesome. That's awesome, John. Awesome. Nice going.
Thanks, sure. John. Happy. Appreciate you coming down
Thank
to the broadcast,
everybody.
And thanks for coming to the Hyatt Regency.
Oh, no, early. Daylight savings times, guys. Thank you.
All right. Hey, now, Mike Battistoni, Maui Mikey, we call him, just upped the game.
Ooh, you're
right?
not kidding.
Yeah.
We got Mike on here more
Big
often.
Time.
So,
yeah.
as we said, every person that comes down and joins us this morning and gets up that extra loss of hour of sleep and comes and joins us, every person who steps up to the microphone, asks a question, or at least has attempted to, sometimes we're not lucky enough to get every person on there, every person is entered to win that pair of Maui Jim Slang glasses. Well, Mikey said instead of offering that popular Offshore, which is a great pair of glasses, that we are going to give you a ticket to come into the Fred Hall show, and then you're going to get you're going to get to go see Mike at the Maui Jim booth and pick out literally any pair of glasses
of
you
want. Non-prescription,
yep.
right, Mike?
Yes, yes.
Any How cool any is that? Pair. So any pair. I mean, then that Flying Jimmy's got, 300 pairs of glasses on it. So you can go and see Mike or any of the experts at Maui Jim, and they can help fit you. I mean, they know, you can kind of get an idea of the style of glasses that you like, whether you like a real wraparound or a square lens or something like that, and then they can start going through and, try this. I've got a real skinny face or I've got a real wide face, and they can help fit you into a pair and find the style and shape that you like. And any single pair of Maui Jims available at that booth, you're going to get a chance to win that today.
So if you want to get in on the drawing and step up the mic, ask a question, just see Dr. Bob here, and he'll take your name and just raise your hand, or Gary back there. And, of course, when you get here, of course, you want to get your raffle ticket, too, because in the breaks we're going to be giving away a lot of great stuff. Well, let's go ahead and start up. Let's start with Steve from L.A. is here. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for getting us started here this morning. Appreciate that.
What's up, Steve? Oh, whichever. Just
yeah.
So, anyway, I've been going to the seminars. I've been here all week helping out with Dan Hernandez and his youth group
nice.
With their foundation.
Good job, Steve.
So one thing I noticed this year is that there's no announcements for the seminars, and I like to see that to return because it really helps out.
You haven't heard that for many years. You just think you did. We quit doing that a long time ago. Now think about this. We got 400 seminars.
That's what I was thinking.
If I start announcing seminars, he's not going to be able to sell anything, and he's not going to be able to sell anything. And we can't do it. It's too much. We just stopped. We're not going to do it again.
We are not
going to be announced. Pick up the show program, and everything's right there.
And you can do it online, too.
And there's so many going on top of others. It'd be, this is happening on the Sporting Chef stage. This is happening over here. This is happening on the Accurate stage. But like I said, the beauty of it is there's so many options, you just couldn't. There's just too much to list.
Yes. Real good. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
very
Steve.
Good. Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's bring up Don from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for coming down this morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hope everybody got at least enough sleep to get through today.
Yeah.
Wayne, you know my passion for CCA. A lot of things been happening. If you could talk a little bit about the halibut grow-out pens and how that's working out along with the white sea bass, and then how are we doing on growing members and chapters in California?
Well, thanks, Don. Yes, Don is a very, very powerful member for us. He helps us all the time at a lot of events. What we've done is we found some private money, and we expanded on the white sea bass hatchery and started collecting broodstock. We created special pens and raceways to raise halibut. And in November, we were lucky enough to be able to release 2,300 halibut into Mission Bay.
Wow. That's cool.
We have another group ready to go from Mission Bay to Carlsbad to grow up a little bit, and we should be releasing them around May, sometime in May. So that program is ongoing. It's not a full program like the white sea bass, an authorized program. It's still an experimental program being funded privately. But we're going to continue to work.
The white sea bass hatchery, we continue to try to revive it. It has been strangled through lack of funding, being restricted off. But we are working on that right now. CCA and Hubs and a few other people are all working together to try to go get that money to continue the program and expand the program. We went over to Catalina the last couple of months, and we have now fixed all the pens that were damaged a couple of years ago. So we're going to be working on trying to get broodstock back over into the Mission Bay facility. As far as CCA is concerned, we have in a little under 5 years, we are now up to 6 chapters. We are from Santa Barbara, Ventura County, L.A., Orange County, San Diego, and now a Riverside County chapter, an Inland Empire chapter. We continue to try to grow into Central and Northern California. We're going to be at, we were in Redding last weekend. We'll be in Bakersfield next weekend. We're just
and then in Del Mar the couple weekends after
right
that.
After that.
Yeah.
back-to-back-to-back shows.
So, and one of the things, Wayne, that's really cool, and Don, you're a classic example, is the way anglers are getting behind CCA, and that's a really an admirable thing. And that's what we've seen across the country, right?
Absolutely. We are a grassroots company, an organization. We are based on memberships, chapters. Those members and chapters working together to help us do fundraising, advocacy work, outreach. In a lot of states, we are the fishing club.
Yes.
But here, we're fishing club-centric already. We're not here to compete with the clubs. We're here to work with the clubs. We're here to work with the tackle stores, the manufacturers, the boats, everybody working together. I don't care if you're surf fishing, fly fishing, dive, scuba, it doesn't matter. We represent the saltwater angler. And that's how we're going to win, all of us working together. And so our goal right now is to continue to expand our membership, our reach, and grow those chapters. Because if we can grow from a couple thousand members to 10,000 to 20,000 members, that's the powerhouse. We will have a stronger network. Everybody will know people. We will have a bigger voice in Sacramento. The reason why CCA is so successful, we're in 19 states with over 140,000 members nationally.
That's
cool. A power base.
Yeah, for sure. Don, thanks for stepping up. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are getting packed up. And again, if you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging with us.
Good morning, guys. My question is to Bart. Thank you for putting on the Long Beach show because I've had such a great time. I've been the last 4 days, and I can't wait to go today. But I'm going to be sad tomorrow because there's no more show. So thank you.
Me too.
That's cool.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Long Beach is special. There's nothing like it on the planet. It's here in our backyard. A lot of us take us for granted because we've been doing it for a long time, you know. And, you know, we just go to the hall show. And it's funny enough, you know, you call it. Everybody here just says we're going to Fred Hall. I always think, you going to see my dad? It's just a unique situation that does not exist anywhere else in the world.
And a unique show.
Yeah, and I like it as much as you do. I'm thoroughly involved in this, and it's not just a business for me. As a matter of fact, it's hardly the business. It's just it's passion, I have great joy during this show, and I'm very sad when it ends.
Well, just think about the teeny sample that's just sitting at the table. I mean, you could walk up in the show today and talk to the guy that's, you know, running our area of CCA, like involved with, you know, everything that's taking care of us politically. Every pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, you could talk to an expert at the Dana Landing booth and get fitted. And then at the, you know, you could walk two aisles over and get info about, you know, the coolest wilderness lodge you could ever want to go fishing at. And that's the sample at this table. There's hundreds of booths like that. I mean, anything that you're interested in outdoor or fishing is here. I mean, every tackle shop, you can price shop every single booth. You know, if you're looking for a new reel, you can have every expert person via tackle shop personnel and every manufacturer. I mean, there is just nothing like this assembly that you put together. We love it.
Well, I'm sitting here, the same thing's happening to me. I'm listening to John. I'm like, I can't wait to get down there.
Totally.
I mean, really, elephant off the beach? Come on, give me a break. I saw the pictures. It's for real. You know, and Mike Battistoni used to help run this thing. You remember that? Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Before Maui Jim. And then
I don't understand why everybody in the world doesn't belong to CCA. I'm doing a bad job because I want everybody to join, and I'm not getting it done.
Yeah. Well, we need to get you up to Katmai Lodge,
oh,
Bart.
My God.
Well,
yeah.
I know.
You've never experienced one of the greatest lodges in the world.
I've seen the pictures, and I really, that's my kind of deal. You know, I like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
When I want to get away, I want to get away.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, and for fishing people and non-fishing people, they're just in awe. Remember, Bob, we took a group up there of basically non-fishing people. It was a lot of couples, and I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. And everybody just was in awe of all the different things that happened. And they all fished. They all saw wildlife. They all had just like – I had several ladies come up to me and say, this is the greatest experience of my life.
Yeah, it's because there's just such a big numbers. The numbers are in the millions of the salmon that come up.
Yeah.
People don't realize when you're looking out on the water going by the lodge, it's just a black line going by. And that's just the conga line of all the salmon
getting
up there. And it's real simple fishing is what it is when you go up there.
Yeah, indeed. And when we go in July, Ricky's going to go and Dallas and Harold Davis and the great group. That trip is sold out. And we pick these times because this is prime time for the most fish in the river. We've set up dates for 2021 already. Because people and it's already half filled.
It's already half full.
Yeah.
And the times that you guys, the Let's Talk Hookup family, when we go up there, you guys are in the prime time. We call it prime.
Yeah.
And it sells out usually a year in advance. You know, 8 months down the road, you're not going to be able to get in that week.
No. And the cool thing too is that you give our listeners like a $700 or $800 discount too.
Absolutely.
During prime time, which is unheard of, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, which is really nice. We appreciate that.
The thing I want to talk about up there is how cool it is getting to watch the bears. And I was always half tripped out by hearing all the stories you talked about and Bob talked about.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. Like they could care less that you are there.
Absolutely.
Just because of the amount of fish that are there. And we were fishing in the river at one point on the boat. We were anchored up next to this, you know, little small cove, and we watched a bear that would
are brown bears.
Yeah, that was
big ones.
That was fishing, and he'd get up like on a perch and just jump into the water with both paws forward at the same time, grab a salmon, put it in his mouth, he'd walk up the bank, it would eat just the guts out of it. Because there's so much fish, it was less work for them to do that, and they would just eat the guts out of it. He'd turn back around and get another one. We watched him get 9 in a row. Jump, I mean, like full National Geographic, a brown bear jumping up in the air, splashing out in the water, salmon in the mouth, come back around, get up on the bank. We didn't fish for a half hour. You couldn't stop watching it. It was the coolest thing, and we were, you know, just so floored talking to the guy, and he's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it happens just every day, you know, no big deal. Like, it's amazing what you see up there. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little tripped out hearing about the amount of bears. We saw 23 bears our one day that we went up to the north fishing trout, and they are just on a different program. Like, they could care less that you are there because there's so much fish in that river.
Yeah, that's true. And what we offer is remote Alaska, and that's what really makes our lodge compared to most of the other lodges. Is when you come to our lodge, there's not very many people. And it's you and the wildlife, and it's tough to get there. It's not the easiest thing, but once you we make it as simple as possible. You know, a flight from L.A. to Anchorage right into the lodge. It doesn't get any
easier. And you land literally on the gravel runway at the lodge.
Yeah, we have a 5,000 foot runway. We expanded it to where now we could actually bring our fuel in now, which was in the past it was really tough to get fuel up. We have to barge our fuel. We go through about 18,000 gallons of fuel for the season.
Wow.
So now we have a big 4-engine DC-4 that comes in, and it just lands there. It's just amazing to see that. So if you are there at the time that the fueling comes in, everybody stops just to come watch that operation.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going. Lots more to talk about. Again, if you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more stand-up questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's showtime, and the Dana Landing booth at this year's Fred Hall Long Beach show is the biggest ever. Actually, they have four factory booths in one. That means tons of selection and savings for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. Over 300 styles of Maui Jim sunglasses in the Flying Jimmy, including over 60 My Maui Customs, plus Maui Readers. Olokai will have their largest display of shoes and sandals at the Dana Landing booth. Check out the new line of beach sandals that are designed to get wet. Perfect for fishermen. Both Fishworks and Salty Crew will have lots of their fishing-inspired clothing and hats at discounted show pricing. Come by and say hi to the factory reps from Maui Jim, Olokai, Fishworks, and Salty Crew. They'll all be in one spot, the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. All the finest sunglasses, shoes, and clothing and incredible show prices at the Dana Landing booth. So don't miss it.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Corrado and SLX DC. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup live here at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, the beautiful Hyatt Regency, having a great time here talking fishing. Man, life is good.
Yes, indeed.
Little plate of Gus's smoked famous salmon here.
Yeah, Gus took care of us again this morning.
Yeah, pretty cool day. Well, certainly some great stuff going on. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, come on down and join us or give us a call on the phones, 833-288-0973.
In case you missed it before, for the step up to the mic guys this morning, if you just see Bob or Gary and fill out a card and step up, ask a question, make a comment. You get in to the running we'll give you a ticket to the show and you go into the Maui Jim booth and pick from over 300 pair Maui Jim.
That is so cool.
Whatever you want. Mike's going to take care of you.
I'm about the Byron Bay right now.
You like Byron Bay?
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah,
pair.
I'm liking that Maui Green lens. I love that thing on the water. Mike, that thing is like the best lens on the water.
Yeah, it's really taken off. We not too long ago we didn't have any full mirror lenses, and now we've got three different full mirrors.
You've got a third one. I know the blue.
Blue Hawaii, Maui Sunrise, which is kind of a pink mirror. So I don't see you in that one, Pete.
Oh no,
I don't. I can see Peak Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah, right, Mark. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Pink sounds mirror, good. Yeah.
And then now Maui Green. But
Green.
Then they're all unique, too. They're not just for looks. It definitely is a different lens color. It's not just a painted lens.
Yeah, indeed. But on the water, that Maui Green really makes kelp patties and tuna and such.
Breezes, I love it for that. I got a pair of those local kinds with the green lens. And I don't have the personality to rock a green mirrored lens
In this room,
yeah.
But on the water, when you know it's a fishing tool, yeah. I think that is the single best pair of glasses that they make.
Well, you stick to like guys like Dave wear those.
Exactly.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a Hanson personality to rock a pair of green mirrors.
Green mirrors. Yeah.
But
I rock them. I'll wear them out there.
I think it's the single blue best.
Hawaii.
I think.
What about blue Hawaii?
I can handle that. Yeah.
Yeah. You can do blue Hawaii.
Yeah. I can handle that. The green. That's my fishing tool. I like gray. I like Maui Jim gray. Like what I wear every single day. Is a pair of Byron Bays with a gray lens. It's,
okay.
It's just that is my favorite.
Good one.
Yeah, they're that's the best, man. I love them.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on for you, and we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catchport. Today, the Catchport sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Be sure to see the Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros the Market booth today at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. They are right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth where you can purchase smoked and jerky fish, their spices rubbed, smoked cheese, and all their great show specials. Fish Pros the Market and Fisherman's Processing. You see them today at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Get in on those great, great deals. Let's get on the water, find out what's going on. We got our man, Captain Brian Woolley at Dana War Sport Fishing standing by. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Doing great.
Man, busy week for you, huh? And then you get an hour of sleep taken away from you this morning.
How about that, huh?
Absolute
favorite. Yeah. Yeah. Standard deal. Well, hey, for us here, you know, it's no secret if you've been on any landings, social media below Point Conception, you know, everyone's been tapping into that phenomenal rockfish action. You know, we certainly did it here too, and it didn't disappoint. It's been very good fishing for us on our 3-quarter day trips. I'd say limit, you know, a few days this week with a very nice mixed bag of rockfish. So if you're fishing 3-quarter day with us, we're telling our guys, please come prepared with plenty of appropriate sinkers. That 8 to 16 ounce range is certainly a good call right now. Some of the wind pick up in the afternoon. It'll be pretty critical to keep that stuff down near the bottom. The live bait fish best for us this week. We've got the very nice Everyham Brothers 5-inch sardine in our receivers right now. So that's been just absolutely perfect for this rockfish. But we have some diehard guys that like that vertical jig angle as well for the rockfish. So an assortment of cold sniper jigs, a good call. Some very nice fish caught on that 100-gram jig this week, too. Our half-day stuff, too, you know, we've infused it as well with some sheephead and whitefish opportunities. Certainly some very nice sheephead being caught for the guys coming with the exotic baits, like the shrimp and the clam. That's been paying some good dividends for those guys. And then the bass action, you know, it's been on the tougher side of the coin, I'd say, this week, but still some action on the sinker rigs and then a little faint action of action on the surface there with that flatline sardine. Finally, Fury, he's been over at Clemente on his overnights. Very good fishing for him. Same deal. Limits of rockfish and very good whitefish on top of that rockfish. He said, Marcus said there really hasn't been any sign of that yellowtail or any gamefish over there quite yet, but obviously as that island gets looked at a bit more frequently with a bunch of guys fishing it, certainly I'm sure we'll see a few fish filter into his fish counts as well. So no new news really on our halibut derby either. That 22-pounder is still sitting at the top. So that's pretty much a wrap for us here at Dana Wharf. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give our landing a phone call. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Obviously, check us out, social media, Facebook, Instagram, online, danawharf.com. And if you're booking online, use this discount code MAR25. That'll save you 25% on one of your half or 3-quarter day trips.
Great. All right. Great stuff. And, what a deal. And good time to go fishing and get some nice rockfish fishing and more. So thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for that. Good luck for the rest of your show time there. All right. See ya.
All right. Thanks. You know, Ricky was just showing me a video of the San Diego yesterday getting on top. Of course, it's going to happen while we're here at the show.
Wild.
Getting on top of 50 to 100-pound bluefin tuna, hooking 5 and not getting any of them. But that was a full day trip out of San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, it happened yesterday. There has been some pretty fair bluefin tuna fishing for the sport boat fleet that has been doing day and a half trips down to Colonnade. I mean, you know, with good scores. And yesterday when we started the show, the Pacific Queen called into the landing, letting us know that they had 10 bluefin already on board, and they had 10 more hanging while they made the phone call.
Wow.
By lunchtime, they called us again and said, hey, we're over 30, and those fish were all 60 to 90 pounds.
Wow.
And I didn't even get the call on how they finished up. And then later in the afternoon, we found out that the San Diego was down fishing around the Coronado Islands and saw a good yellowtail school first thing in the morning, and then it was a little bit slower, so they poked offshore just to go catch some rockfish to make sure everybody had something to go home. And in the rockfish grounds, the bluefin were blowing up everywhere, and they ran on a bunch of different schools. And as you said, you know, they hooked five of them. All of them went away. They were all big ones. And it was, you know, and they were just out of time to continue to exploit it. Yeah. So it just it happened yesterday. I mean,
yeah.
From, you know, the Coronado Islands down to 100 miles south, it was fantastic bluefin fishing to be had. Pretty darn cool.
Pretty amazing indeed. Hey, Doug from Montebello, you're next up. Come on up, Doug, and thanks for coming down to the Hyatt. You want to come on down, join us. Still have time to win some great prizes, including Shimano reel, Anza knife, and more.
Just a question for the guy from Katmai.
Bob, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
When you first get to Alaska, is there a place you can walk around the lodge itself so you can see other stuff while you're there?
You're talking at the lodge.
Yeah.
There's not really a whole lot of walking at the lodge. We have the runway there, and we don't normally let people walk around because of the bear situation that we have there. Your best way to do it is we take on a boat ride up and down the river and to see the sights that we have and the sceneries that we have in Alaska. Actually at the lodge itself, you know, we have a few games and stuff like that, but there's really nothing close to do right at the lodge itself.
Right. It's you know, if you want to scope out Alaska, you fly into Anchorage earlier and do all kind of side trip if you want to sightsee. But that's the beauty of Katmai is there is nothing else to see.
Yeah, we are fishing. You know, we have avid fishermen that come up here, and our lodge is there for the fishermen. Sightseeing, you always can go. There's the glaciers down there, Glacier Bay. There's the fjords down there it's a little bit south of Anchorage itself. Great views, great beauty. You know, come spend a couple days before you come out to the lodge and see the sights of Alaska.
Nice. Hey, Tim, thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much, Doug. Tim, you're next up. Tim from Long Beach has a question.
Tim didn't have to travel far to make it here this morning.
No?
Oh, at least 100 miles. No, my question is about Maui Jim sunglasses. I used to have the old HT lens. I don't know if you guys still make that or not, but is there anything better than that one?
I don't think so. It's what I wear, but yeah. It's a little bright for some people, and so the Maui green that Rick and Pete have switched to probably has taken away some of it, but it doesn't have as much contrast as the Maui HT. That's still the highest contrast lens we offer. Unfortunately, it kind of got put as a low light lens color, but I live in Florida now, and there's no low light there, and I wear it exclusively. That's the only lens color I wear. My eyes are a little older. I need the contrast. But I took it to Hawaii this past year, and our captain on our boat, who works for us, and it was when Pete was out there last year, and we fished.
Yeah,
I had it, and he thought it was crazy, and within an hour, he wanted it because I saw something that he didn't see. It definitely still, I think, for out here with your low light conditions and trying to see kelp patties, or if you're trying to see something you don't that shouldn't be there, I think it's the best color.
Yes.
I mean, hey, yeah, my arms aren't long enough either anymore, so I definitely need prescription lenses. Right. So what do I need to do if I come see you guys?
Yeah, I mean, can you get away with just readers?
Absolutely.
Okay, so readers, we can take care of you in the booth. We have, and that would be available if the person wins today. We have maybe 100 custom My Maui readers, we call it.
Wow.
So you can take just about any pair we make now and add a reader to it. It's only $40, and we do a 1.5, a 2.0, and a 2.5. I actually have a pair myself that I wear. I'm at that point. But and you can add that, and we have some of those there. Or you could do a prescription. A prescription is a lot much tougher and much more expensive. You need to go to an authorized Maui Jim optometrist that's a dealer, which is everywhere, and find out our site, and they have to be specifically ordered. It takes about 3 days, 3 to 5 days to make them in our lab, but
they're made at the Maui Jim lab.
Yeah, we have our own lab, definitely. Yes,
yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're far superior to standard.
With the same guarantee and all that, right?
Yes, definitely. Yep, same exact guarantee.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right, Tim, thanks for coming down.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more stand-up mic questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. And let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.